Right, we're here at the grand opening of the Syngenta Seeds new headquarters in Minnetonka, Minnesota. And with me is Dan Dyer, who is a soybean product development lead with Syngenta Seeds. And Dan gave us an overview here of the agricultural media who are here about what's going on in soybean products. Tell me a little bit. One of the things that struck me was the fact that one of the things you said was that 60 to 70% of the seed sold in any given year was varieties that were just introduced, like virtually new varieties, right?
That is correct, and that is this year and going forward. So that wouldn't have been true 3 or 4 years ago, but that's how these things are accelerating now. I say over 60% of our sales will be varieties we just introduced this year or the year before. And so the varieties are changing fast, and the reason they're changing so fast is the performance is improving so much. So the growers really need to stay ahead and pick up on the latest varieties and really exploit them, because the yield advantages are really driving that opportunity.
For your NK1 class soybeans, your advertising slogan is raises the bar. You told us why that's more than just a slogan.
Yeah, well, those varieties, over the last couple of years, we've started to really notice, you know, in our own data and what we're hearing back from the field about just how strong the performance is in our varieties. So, you know, sometimes you wonder if you're maybe being biased to your own data, right? So you start to say, well, now we're hearing it from growers. We're hearing it from people who used to buy some of our competitors' products. These really are this good. So we set up some metrics to say, well, those varieties that win in head-to-head comparisons versus competitors more than 75% of the time, we got to make sure that growers know. You know, these are the varieties that really, if you're looking for top yields, whether you're a current NK soybean customer or whether you're one of those other soybean brands, you should know about these. Really are the top yielding beans in the market. So we set up those metrics and picked out the varieties that meet those criteria just to put the NK1 class identification on, to really bring attention to people that these varieties are leading the yield curve and for soybeans.
And now you made a real point about that, about how your varieties are, what is most important to farmers is increasing their yield. Why are the Syngenta soybean products so important to growers in that if they just want higher yields?
One of the things I say, it's real simple for us, doesn't sound too sophisticated, but we're going to sell the highest yielding soybeans. So that's what I tell the soybean breeders who report to me. You know, guys, we're not going to get too complicated here. We're going to sell the ones that yield the most. Our objective is to make the growers the most profitable they can be. And, you know, how do you get there? I mean, why is it we yield more than some of the other options that you have? And part of that comes from the benefits that we've had of bringing together the genetics of Garce and Golden Harvest into the traditional NK, bringing in the technologies, very high capacity molecular marker applications, but shortening the time, development time, the time to market. And then really the one that I think distinguishes us above all those is the experience in our breeders, and the fact that they've been in their markets from 20 years or more each. They know the material, they know the genetics, they know the market, they know the demands of the growers, they know what works and doesn't work in that market. Mm-hmm. And we allow them to bring together. People talk about the art and the science of breeding. There's also the operations. You have to do all this really well. You got to be time things well. Everything's got to be done on the scale and the timeliness. And our focus has been be excellent in all three of those, art, science, and operations, and bring the balance together. And seems to be working. You know, these guys are really on a roll at this point.
Speaking of being on a roll and art, science, and balance and focus there, what about this new building? What do you think about this new building and how it fits in with the whole Syngenta Seeds philosophy and mission?
Yeah, well, you know, for those who have had the opportunity to see it, you know, it's a somewhat novel building. It's certainly very high-tech and modern, but it's open. It invites communication and interaction, and that's really fundamental to our culture, okay? Not only within Syngenta, but between ourselves and our customers, and between ourselves and our collaborators. We do realize in Syngenta we can't do it all ourselves, and we are here for our customers. And so to do that, is, in these days with the complexity of products and offerings, it's about collaboration and it's about communication. Mm-hmm. We hear, our guidance comes from our customers, mm-hmm. and we want to make sure we get our message there. And so we really felt like this building, it was really critical that we live that culture. We communicate, we collaborate, and this building really enables that.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much, Dan Dyer, here at the Syngenta Seeds headquarters grand opening in Minnetonka, Minnesota. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.